And now we'll look to France, where over the summer, the country again saw a wave of protests following the death of an unarmed teenager, Nahel Merzouk, at the hands of police. Rebecca Rossman brings us this report from the city of Marseille, where policing has long been the object of protests. And a note that this report does contain the sounds of gunfire that lead to Merzouk's death.
The poor neighborhood of Frévalon, located in northern Marseille, is known for all the wrong reasons. Reasons including gang violence, drug trafficking, and dilapidated public housing that gives off a sort of post-apocalyptic feeling.
Moi, je suis né dans ce bâtiment. J'ai grandi ici.
Community leader Amin Kassachi shows me the bleak concrete tower he was born and raised in. Just next to it, he points out, is a blue staircase that used to be the local police headquarters. There was a good understanding between young people and the police then, he says. But today, Kassachi says that sentiment has died. The police are long gone, he says. So is the kind of policing Kassachi remembers. In the 90s, French law enforcement began experimenting with community policing, which focuses on building relationships between local police and the communities they serve. There were also social services like a post office and youth center.
Il y a près de 20 ans, Nicolas Sarkozy avait décidé de déclarer la guerre au quartier normand. C'est ce que
that all changed nearly 20 years ago, Kassachi says, when Interior Minister and later President Nicolas Sarkozy, he says, decided to declare a war against our neighborhoods. Sarkozy slashed budgets for initiatives like community policing in favor of a law and order approach. From that moment on, Kassachi says, they turned their backs on us. They being the French government. Kassachi is only 19 years old, but he speaks with the conviction and experience of someone much older. He says the only time he sees police enter the neighborhood these days is for the occasional drug bust. SWAT teams swoop in and out, only adding to the tension and suspicion between French police forces and working-class communities they serve.
You've lost that really more direct connection between the police and the people.
Joseph Downing is an academic who has been researching the relationship between politics, integration, and security in Marseille for over a decade.
The police that are left have become much more militarized and much more muscular and have been given powers to use, for example, lethal force more often, for example, in traffic stops.
Traffic stops like the case of Nahel Merzouk. The unarmed 17-year-old from the working-class Paris suburb of Nanterre was fatally shot by a police officer in June. The killing was caught on video, sparking 2 weeks of unrest across the country. Here in Marseille, a 27-year-old man died during the riots, likely after being hit by a flashball-type police projectile. Last month, prosecutors brought in 5 officers for questioning over the incident. The Marseille police declined to comment for this report, but Joseph Downing says the French government has left them in a difficult situation.
They're understaffed, they're underfunded, and they are increasingly operating in an environment where heavy military-grade weapons are available.
He means available to criminals. In Marseille, 2 rival gangs are vying for control of the city's expansive drug market. Marseille's public prosecutor calls the violence a bloodbath in which 36 people have died so far this year. Community leader Amin Kassachi knows this situation all too well. Several years ago, his older brother's body was found inside the trunk of a car that had been set on fire. Killed, he says, after befriending the wrong crowd. That's when Kassachi founded his own nonprofit, the Conscious Association, which works on creating more opportunities for young people while helping grieving parents deal with loss.
Et je peux rajouter, en aucun cas.
Today he's helping a woman named Soraya Larbi file a formal complaint against police. She says her niece was killed after police fired shots at a car in which she was riding. I understand that there are some good police officers who do their job honestly here in France, she says, but I'd put that at 10%. Everything else, it's anarchy. When French President Emmanuel Macron came to this area in June, he was met with a wave of boos. For the second time in 2 years, he made a vow to rid these neighborhoods of violence and clean up the streets. A promise that still feels empty, says Kasachi, who says most people in this area have given up on Macron's administration.
Dans les quartiers, il y a la misère, il y a la...
Most of what the government sees in these neighborhoods, he says, is the misery, the poverty, the crime, the blood.
Mais il y a une seule chose qu'on peut pas nous enlever.
And we have all that, he says. But there's also one thing that can't ever be taken away from us, our solidarity. For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Rossman in Marseille.